Radio, brand new music from Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. The song was called Where Do I Belong? And Joe was nice enough to send me a few brand new songs. And right now, all the way from Liverpool, UK, I've got on Skype via the miracle of the internet, Joe Symes. Hey, Joe, how you doing today?
Really good, mate. Very tired from last night, from weekend of gigs out of Liverpool, hundreds of miles, so like, you know, everything's all good. I'm here with Colin, the drummer from the band also.
Hey, Colin, nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you very much. How are you?
Very good, very good. So I understand you are not a solo artist anymore, Joe. It is now Joe Symes and Loving Kind, and you've got Colin there. So tell me about the new reconfiguration.
It was actually Colin's idea.
Great.
Because you come in on it, we're just doing some acoustic stuff, and he suggested to get band members in. So we tried various band members here, bass players, guitarists. We had no luck with a keyboard player until a friend introduced a keyboard player to us. And I think with the new members that have come in, I think we've really touched gold on this because they've got an amazing understanding of what I want to do myself and also what they want to do. And they contribute and very suggestive. Rehearsals are going fantastic. Everything's all good. So it's as ever, mate, it's upwards and onwards. And we're getting a lot more gigs booked, a lot more interviews and stuff coming up. And we're back in the studio as well next week to the overdub on the next EP, which I'm hoping to release in September, October time.
See, that's really great. I remember we chatted about a year ago. It was right after IPO, and you had gone solo. And I think one of the things we touched upon was how important it was for you and the band to be moving in the same musical direction.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, since January, I've wrote 14 new songs, which basically you could say it's an album. But I'm writing all the time, as I've said in a previous interview.
Wow.
A lot of it is like I've been doing basically the time to like step outside of the box. Not that I've ever been like, you know, boxed in one that, because I always want to explore things and right. Do a lot of different types of music. So all the new material I've been doing, there's a lot of, you know, so to speak, a little bit of a jazz orientated track, and as Colin would call it, lounge jazz.
Well, you know, it's good to have somebody to bounce musical ideas off of. Now, Colin, how did you get involved with Joe Symes?
I've known Joe for a very long time, and obviously I've been in like bands before today, and you know, there was always sort of like a chance that we could possibly work together, but I was never available at the time because I was doing other things. But obviously last year I sort of parted terms from something I was doing recently up until that point, and Joe was doing nothing. I said, listen, you know, if you need any sort of, like, you know, drums in the studio, or because he was acoustic, maybe some like percussion on bongos, congas and stuff like that live, I said, I'm happy to do it. And he was like, yeah, sure, okay, fine. And it sort of blossomed from there, really.
That sounds like a lot of fun and sounds like a great partnership. Now, what's your musical background? What have you done in the past? Instruments, influences, all that kind of thing?
Well, mine's very, very varied. I mean, obviously, sort of Joe's musical background, I sort of share with you, obviously, with the same bands like the Beatles and the Doors and the Who, the Stones and so on and so on. But at the same time, I mean, as Joe said before, I mean, I like a hell of a lot of jazz as well. And obviously, because the type of songs that Joe was writing not long ago, obviously, well, there's a song, say, on the new EP called The World Out Your Window, which it's a real intense swing feel to it. And I just got a big kick out of that playing on it. And I thought, I know what to play this, because, and when we put it down, and not a lot of people, well, I think not a lot of people would actually do something like that. So for me, it was a real kick to sort of do stuff that was a lot more versatile.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I could see that there was a different direction in the music. Now, Joe, what I noticed about the new tracks you sent me versus what I've heard in the past is that they're a little less hard-edged, a little less blunt force, which, you know, of course I love the hard rockers, but it seems like they're a little more vocally oriented, maybe a little more subtle than in the past.
Yeah, as I said, like, I think I've been doing a lot of pre-production on these new tracks and stuff. I'm thinking, like, you know, I don't want to just, like, put, like, electric guitars on them and stuff, and, like, you know, rockers, because, like, I know I was still writing the rockers, you know. But I just wanted to do something which is, like, I would never normally do. So with a song that's called The World at Your Window, I was basically had to rack my brains on that one, because I was listening to a lot of John Barry and stuff, you know, within a lot of Bond and that. And just sort of a lot of different types of styles of music and stuff and all that, and I wanted all kinds of, like, different effects and stuff. Like, on that track itself, you've got a cymbal on, there's a vibraphone on it, there's harpsichord, acoustic guitar is normal. So, you know, it was a total change from, like, you know, say, like, previous songs, like One Too Many or So Sad About Us or Don't Be a Fool Out of Me. It just totally made a conscious decision to write totally different sounds of songs, which is, like, it's really, really coming off now. Even in Where Do I Belong, I played the mandolin on that, and we've got piano on it as well and stuff and that.
Wow.
So, you know, the new songs are totally, totally taking a different edge now. As I tend to call it that, I'm trying to, like, you know, tongue-in-cheek, write a white album.
There you go. Well, you know, you are in Liverpool, so I've got to say there's got to be that ever-present Beatles influence no matter what you do. It's got to color every aspect of your lives there.
Yeah, definitely. It's the blood of the band for me on a personal level, even though, like, you know, there's a lot of music I've listened to and I touch on. But the new songs, we're going to be doing some really, really strange stuff. Some strange stuff.
Strange is good.
Yeah,
strange is good.
You know, it's like, it tends to keep people on the toes all the time, instead of, like, you know, you come out with a new song and it's like, oh yeah, that was in your last, you know, type of thing. So, like, it's good to keep people on the toes and surprise people, which we're doing at the moment. So we played two gigs as a full band, and the response from the last two gigs over the last 2 days has been incredible.
Wow, that's really great. Now, when you say strange stuff, keep people on your toes, as a music fan, that's what I want to hear. That excites me. Quirky, strange, adventurous, keep you on your toes. I love the idea that you've got some new sounds coming up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the three tracks that I sent to you, in terms of writing and production, it's going. Well Out Your Window, I had to rack my brains on it, but Colin had to do a lot of research because I didn't know what instruments. Well, I wanted the instruments, but I didn't know what they were called.
Initially, he came to me with the song and played it on acoustic guitar. And the moment I heard it, I thought to myself, I'm going to admit it, Joe's written a theme for a James Bond film. Really, which I got a big kick out of. I thought, okay, this has got, you know, it's swinging a bit, it's going in this direction. So, and Joe said the same thing. He said, I want this like sort of John Barry vibe And so I thought, okay, and he said, I want that instrument that's on that particular track, and I had to do the research for it, and said, right, it's called this, okay, fine, it's a thing called called a cymbalom, which is an Eastern European, I think it's a Hungarian instrument, it's like a string instrument you play with mallets, it's quite fascinating, actually. Yeah.
And it was actually used on the Michael Caine film, The Ipcress File.
And a lot of other John Parry stuff.
Yeah,
as
so
well,
like, yeah. You know, it was basically, let's get the John Barry stuff out and let's get some ideas, and you know what I mean? So,
and not a lot of people will do that.
And it's good to see the response from people on that track.
No, that's really exciting. I mean, a lot of effort went to that song. I've already heard it. I like it a lot. Since we've been talking about the song, why don't we take a listen to World Out Your Window right now? I'm here with Joe Symes and his new drummer, Colin. By the way, Colin, what's your last name?
White.
Colin White. Okay, why don't we take a quick listen to A World Out Your Window, and we'll be right back with Joe Symes and Colin White here on Swirl.
You must be crazy. You must be fools. Dangerous game. Break all the rules. Your hands hold nothing. My heart is true. But when is nothing? Something you do. Goodbye. It was just fun. We had some good times. Now I must be moving on. Of me, there's a world out your window. Tell me, what do you see?
Music from Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. We heard A World Out Your Window, and that one was worked on by Joe Symes and Colin White, the drummer, who's here with me right now all the way from Liverpool. So guys, that definitely has a lot of excitement to it. Definitely a different sound for you, Joe. Also, I understand there's a change in the structure. You've got a 5-piece band now.
Yeah, Joe Symes and Loving Kind. Again, that was Colin's idea.
What's behind the name The Loving Kind?
It's a funny one, really. A few months ago, because obviously we suggested to get other band members on board, and I thought, well, if we're going to be, you know, not Joe plus the four of us, we didn't want to just go out as just, oh, it's just Joe Symes and his band.
Right.
So, and we didn't want to go under a completely different name with not the name, because obviously Joe had built up the promotion with his name, so we thought, well, we need his. So basically, it was me trying to do a sort of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers type of thing, you know, so you know, one of those type of names at a door. And I think the name The Loving Kind was in the back of my mind for a long time. And I think it's a line from the song Get Up by R.E.M.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you listen to one of the verses, it actually says, "We're the loving kind, get up," and so on and so on.
Yeah, that's the Green album, right?
Yeah.
From Green, yeah.
Fantastic, one of my favorites.
Oh, me too. I absolutely love that album. I think it's a little bit underplayed and underrated. Side note, are you guys R.E.M. fans?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Sure, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
So when you recorded these new songs for the EP, what's the recording process like? What's the studio work like?
Well, the engineer calls us one take.
I love it.
We get the songs done in one take.
We know what we're doing,
We know what we're doing, so, you know, we're back there this week to record the next... We've already laid the tracks down for the next three songs. One of the new songs got harmonica in, believe it or not.
Nice.
which I play on stage live, an acoustic guitar.
It's a country ballad.
And also, really? there's another one with harmonica. So we've got two new tracks there with harmonica in. And we've got this other track as well, which is a bit lounge jazz, as Colin called it. But when you hear them when they're done, Mike, they're totally different yet again, mate. So, you know, the writing process is continuing, and it's getting exciting because there's so many songs coming out. I don't know where they're coming from, to be honest with you. Someone's turned a tap on me somewhere.
That's awesome. No, you're just in a creative phase right now, so you have to go with it. How many songs will be on the final EP, do you think?
It'll be another three. But what we're doing is, for the current EP that's out now, Where Do I Belong, we've got the storyboard for the second video for the A World Out Your Window.
Okay.
The first video's got me and with my dog, which is basically, you know, the song's about, like, you know, finding your place in the world and, like, you know, where are we all going, you know, type, so to speak. So the second video's going to have Colin in the video, but it's going to be interesting to like, do. And then the third one, we're hopefully, with the last track in the EP, Where Did We Go Wrong, we're hoping we're going to do that as a video, as an acoustic, like, layout with the full band.
It's an acoustic song, so it's acoustic song in a little room or something.
Yeah,
that makes total sense. And I've heard all three songs now, and what I like about them is that they are versatile. I could totally picture an acoustic arrangement or a full band arrangement with those.
Yeah, even on the third track, Where Did We Go Wrong, we tried to get a quartet on it. But we were sort of let down at the last minute. So we put it out as it was, you know. Yeah. So that was basically it.
Now, Joe, are you the producer, or does the whole band produce, or do you have a separate producer for these?
We've got the engineer who's working with us.
Okay.
I mean, what I tend to do is I write the song, because with the new band members that have come on board, a lot of the parts in terms of the bass lines, piano part, keyboard parts and guitar parts have already been written on them songs since the new members joined. So I think with the new songs that I'm writing at the moment and new songs that I've wrote, it's sort of a case of, like, you know, go in the room and go, yeah, here's the song, what do you think? And let's see, like, if we can, like, basically, like, knock parts out on it and see, like, who's doing what.
But even with the songs that I've got the parts written for them, even, say, when... The bass lines and the guitar parts are played, even though Joe's pretty much written them entirely himself. The members sort of make the parts their own. So,
and they contribute to them. I mean, like, it's Liam, the bass player, a lot of the new songs he's put a slightly different slant on them and added bits to them and stuff. And so, like, Matt, the guitarist, does as well, and Dave, the keyboard player. So they've, like, sort of, they're putting their bits on top of what's already been written, basically, like, in terms of, like, saying, there's the framework, do you want to, like, colour it in whatever colours you can do it, so to speak, and it's going really well, mate.
And you all play wonderfully.
Yeah, and they're all very good musicians as well.
No, I can really appreciate that as a music fan. I think some of the best music that I listen to is a true band collaboration. You might have one or two songwriters, but everybody pushes the music forward, you know, using the skills and talents that they bring to it. So I really appreciate that you are making it a collaborative effort.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because what I'm with a lot of the new songs now as well is, like, use totally different instruments on them, stuff that, like, I don't think what people would expect to see a band play on stage. So that's it. I mean, it's
healthy.
It is healthy, it's healthy. And it's, as you say, it keeps people on the toes and stuff and all that. And, you know, as I say, George Harrison, you know, when he got to, like, the stage, like, Revolver and stuff, they couldn't do reproduce tracks like Tomorrow Never Knows on stage because of, like, they were limited to, like, technology then and stuff and all that. But I think where technology is, it's advanced at such a fast speed that we allow us to do that type of stuff now.
You can play anything on stage now?
Yeah.
Absolutely anything.
I mean, what we're looking to do is now, because, as I mentioned to you, we're playing a high-profile gig in September. We're playing at Noel Gallagher's after-show party in Liverpool.
Oh, wow.
He's playing his last night at the Echo Arena in Liverpool, and he's having an after-show party at the O2 Academy in Liverpool, and we're playing on that night. We're looking at bringing a string quartet in for one of the songs.
Wow, that's fantastic. I did see your posts about playing at that gig, but wow, that is pretty high profile. I think you'll get some attention there. Speaking of gigs, what is a Joe Symes and the Loving Kind live gig like?
Very entertaining, let's say. especially with anecdotes from me on the stage. You know, I just like, I like to get the audience involved and, you know, explain what the songs are about. And
every
like,
song,
you know,
as well, which is nice. Yeah.
You know, and sort of like, you know, have a bit of banter with the audience because, you know, at the end of the day, the audience are the ones that are buying your music, coming to your gigs and stuff. So you've got to give them respect and, you know, give them a round of applause at the end of a gig.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're making it fun for them and, you know, point of difference. I mean, I've bought CDs from opening acts at gigs because I like what they did on stage, even if I'd never heard of them before.
I think that's good. I mean, like, if everyone was like that, instead of, like, you know, there's some people, like, you know, when I've been to other bands' gigs and stuff, they tend to, like, start playing, like, they walk out or they're standing there on the phone and all that. And it's not nice. It'd be very disheartening for the band.
It's like, ignorant.
Yeah, it's very ignorant. Mm-hmm. It is. For the band to be, like, rehearsing, they get on the stage, you want to play in front of an audience, whether it be the friends or the family and stuff, and people start pulling the phones out. And then they say after the gig, oh, yeah, great gig. You know what
oh,
I mean?
It's yeah.
Disheartening, you know what I mean?
It's like the type of people who they don't go to a gig to see the music. They go to a gig to be seen.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't like that. I'll tell you when I do like seeing a phone in a gig. I like seeing a phone in a gig when somebody is having such a good time, they take pictures of the band, and they post the pictures of the band immediately on Facebook. That, to me, is pretty cool.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's great.
Speaking of the full band, why don't we give them a shout? Why don't you just introduce the band in absentia? Who's the other three guys? I think you mentioned them by first name.
We have Liam on bass,
Matt
on guitar,
and Dave on keyboards.
That's basically it, mate.
Hey, big cheers to Liam, Dave, and Matt, the rest of Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. Big California hello to you guys. Wish you could be here, too. Speaking of the full band, where can my listeners get more information about Joe Symes and the Loving Kind?
We're on Reverb Nation. It's under Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. We're on Facebook. We have a like page on Facebook also. Twitter and Fifth of Talent. That's a website, Fifth of Talent. So there's a good few websites there with like interviews, up and coming gigs, music and stuff on that, and like you can contact us. No.
Well, definitely like Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, tweet them, make sure they're fit for talents, reverberate with those guys. You guys are a pleasure to talk to. I got to ask this question. I know I asked you this last year, Joe, but tastes change. And Colin, you've never been subjected to one of my interviews before, but what are your favorite foods?
It's it depends.
Well,
mine's a Subway at the moment.
Subway?
Subway sandwich, yeah.
Oh, you got Subway in the UK? Cool.
Yeah, we've got them in. We're never out of the place.
That's really nice.
We practically live in the Subway.
I like Subway. I like many things. I like steak.
And I think I said to you last year, mate, pasta and sauce for me wins hands down.
Yeah, you did say that. I remember that. Is that still the case?
Yeah, mate, to be honest, yeah.
I like Indian and Chinese food.
Ooh. Yeah.
Whatever fills the gap. But, you know, pasta and sauce for me wins hands down.
God, that sounds good. You know, it's breakfast time here, and I haven't eaten, so you guys are making me hungry. if you ever come out to California, we'll have all that for you. You know, get you good steak here, Colin, and get you some pasta and sauce here, Joe. We can do it all here next time first time we're together. We got to get together at some point.
Yeah, I think we are going to get together at some point, definitely.
Did I leave out anything? What else do we want to talk about before we sign off?
Does the last track, Where Did We Go Wrong, that you have, that song was written, it's about friendship. Song about a friendship. It's you grow up with people, and some people who you know suddenly become people who you once knew.
And it's a great song. I've really enjoyed listening to the three tracks you sent me. Joe Symes and Colin White, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us here on the radio. Really appreciate it. Cannot wait for this EP to be released. You guys, you did a great job with the songs. I love the new direction you're taking. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Mike. It's been a pleasure, and we hope to speak to you soon as a full band pretty soon, mate.
Yeah, let's make sure we do it. Let's stay in touch. And, you know, anytime you want, you've always got an open invitation on my radio show.
Okay, mate.
Thanks a lot.
We'll speak to you soon. Thanks a lot, mate.
Take care. We had was fun.
I could never tell you.